Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. It's a nice day.
It's a beautiful day, I think.
It is.
I had the top down? I had the top down. No.
Ooh.
What's the thing there? I have the...
Still got it down. I like the shirt, by the way. Are we playing with you this year?
You were playing with me every year,
whoa,
aren't you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. With the top off and the plane with the... We'll do that with you.
The Iron Horse.
Yeah. He's got an Iron Horse shirt on. MC. We'll do the set. Won't be as bad as the ZZ Top cover band.
Well, I will have to talk them into that.
Okay. Tell them you'll bring me out to talk to them.
All right.
I'll go out with you. I'll sell it.
And you pull up in your Harley and then you're in.
Yeah, whatever.
That'd be a...
I'll double ride you.
Double ride me.
Yeah, can you sit in the handlebars.
I'm just going to say that.
I know. I'm Radar O'Reilly.
Oh, really? Where's O'Reilly? Where's your glasses?
I broke them.
There's a guy at work who looks exactly like Radar, and everybody calls him Radar. Looks
yeah,
exactly.
I know Radar.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. What's going on? Anything?
No, me and you just sitting here with our audio buddy.
We're using an audio buddy. Audio.
That's our intern today. The audio buddy.
It's a preamp mic. That's right. Preamp, I should say.
We should use it as a gadget today and tell everybody about preamps.
Preamps are fun. I think I put in a gadget. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not positive, but I'll have to look at my show notes.
Well, this is where they all are right here. And yeah, it looks like you did put some things in there. That's cool. So, yeah, what's happening in the world today?
Not much. I think everybody is taking a day off, aren't they?
They are?
It's Hump Wednesday.
Is it a holiday?
It's Hump Day.
Oh, that explains this. What do you got here in the actually in the show intro? It's not even in the news. Rebecca Black?
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have actually introduced it. It was going to be like, hey, have you seen?
Oh, okay. You want to do that now?
No, that's all right. Leave it in.
Okay.
It's just I wasted so much time last night. I know my kids about 2 weeks ago were singing this Friday song by Rebecca Black. And she has 100 million views on YouTube, past Lady Gaga, which I think was...
How do we get 100 million views?
Well, you make a stupid music video, and I think it'll work.
I've made a couple of those, and they don't have that many hits.
It's so bad. That's the thing. And I never actually listened to it. The only one I listened to from front to back was a cover, and it was a metal, like a death metal cover of the Friday. Are you familiar with the song at all?
No.
Okay. Neither was I. I never listened to the full one except last night, and someone on my Twitter feed had mentioned it was a bunch of little children watched the video, and they interviewed him and said, what do you think of the video? And as the video is playing, and they're kind of getting a reaction, and the kids are pretty intelligent. For smaller children, they had they were pretty witty. And it was very interesting to see their take on such a bad music video. and such a bad song as well. I was just wondering if you had seen it, because last night I wasted so much time just going through all the covers of this song. There's people actually playing, people doing a cappella. Mm-hmm. What's one of those Russian instruments? Balalaka.
Oh, baklava.
Whatever.
A balaklava. A ball of lava?
A ball of lava. Someone played a ball of lava. I'm just wondering if you had seen it. I know there's
some
people.
You're my ball of lava. You're my ball of lava.
That's Billy Squire.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was Russian. I think Lana wants to say something to you.
Okay. All right. Lana in the studio here from the Jeff and Lana show. Wow.
Is she coming on after the show?
I don't know what's happening with the Jeff and Lana show. There's been a little bit of talk of that coming back, but we'll have to wait and see.
What did she just say?
She said she was going out to the truck to grab us some food.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's get into some real news.
Whoa.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Britney Spears getting married for the third time. That's some real news.
That's like a guy I know at work, Jim Keynes.
Oh, Jimmy Keynes?
Is married three times.
Marry three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Did she marry Jim Keynes?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's possible, though. We can give him a call. But Jim Keynes, his wife that he's been with for a while now, is his third wife. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. This one must have worked for him. It's been a while. Don't we sing that every week? Seems like to me. Paris Hilton sued over lent jewelry.
That's all we're going to say about Britney Spears?
We can go back to that if we want to kill some more time.
No, who's the groom?
Oh, I have no idea. Who cares?
Well, so, is it anybody we know?
I highly doubt it.
Is it like Charlie Sheen?
Do you think anybody that we know is going to marry Britney Spears?
Charlie Sheen.
Would we?
I would never. I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's just brutal.
How'd you know it was 10? Never mind. We'll leave that up to the listeners to visit thejabbercast.com and leave a comment about that. I have it all set up now to be .com. Isn't that something everyone can enjoy?
What do you mean you have it set up for its
.com? Well, I was just doing a test thing. It wasn't at jabbercast.com. You couldn't get to the new website.
Oh, I see. You were sending me links that weren't .com.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I was just clicking.
And your post is gone anyway now because I did something accidental and wiped everything out and had to rebuild everything again. So I'm phenomenal at it now. But yeah, it was kind of neat. It was cool switching from the regular website to a WordPress blog.
So you have posts.
Posts, yeah.
But do you have a couple pages in there that are going to remain static?
And I have one static page. Can you set up a static page not to receive any comments?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
I didn't see, at least on that template. But anyway, I have a page that's about the Jabbercast and has a little blurb about it. Mm-hmm. Same thing as like the header banner or whatever. But then there's just a single, the Jabbercast Weekly. And that's where, you know what I mean? I'll just post the shows.
Good.
So anyway, thejabbercast.com. And anybody can check that out now. And you can certainly leave us comments. And if you have an idea for a show topic, let us know.
Stick it right in the comments.
And that'll be the new where they can listen to shows every week.
Are you going to put up show notes with the show? Are you going to post the show on the...
Yeah, I don't know. It all depends on the amount of time that I have as I go. You know what I mean? So that could be sporadic. I don't know if I'll... You know, I could post these show notes like nothing, I guess.
Well, no. You just want one line, a link. People want show notes. They're not going to read those. They want to click on something.
This is the long version.
Yeah, they don't want
this
that.
This is the 30-minute version. Take you 30 minutes to read all this.
Exactly.
They could do a show of their own, for that matter.
It's taking us 30 minutes to read
That's
it.
Right. Okay, so moving on. Paris Hilton sued over lent jewels. She was lent jewelry to wear, okay, by some designer or whatever, some store.
Like for Lent?
No, not at all.
Has nothing to do with Easter?
No.
Okay.
It's got something to do with Black Friday. So she's lent jewelry and...
Oh, borrowed.
She doesn't return it. You know, people, you know, so they give jewelry so that, you know, celebrities wear their stuff, right?
Or and from they
their
say, store. This is from...
Right. So she had that and she didn't return it.
Okay.
And then apparently they come to find out that it was stolen from her residence.
Bummer.
Apparently she leaves the door open and... doesn't put things in the safe or anything like that. Right. So anybody can come in. So that and some other stuff was stolen. And then apparently it was recovered. And then another part of the story says that was not stolen. And in any case, she still hasn't returned it. So nobody really knows the answer. And she's being sued over it. So
yeah, she's not like Lindsay Lohan. I mean, she is like Lindsay Lohan, except she's Paris Hilton.
Like Lindsay Lohan seems a little more skanky, though. You know what I mean? Like
really?
Yeah. Just from what I see, you know, like...
I think she's as skanky.
Yeah?
She's right in that skanky zone. Same with Britney Spears.
I don't know, but Paris Hilton seems cleaner. That's what I think.
You would touch her
well, with I'm your 10-foot pole. I'm just saying she seems like she's cleaner. And where I see sometimes Lindsay Lohan is just a stumbling mess. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I guess. Really,
you're right. You're right. Know. I think you're right.
But yeah, they're troubled.
They're trouble. And she, well, kids. She can obviously afford anything. Like,
yeah, just give them the money. Why even?
Well, you don't even have to give them the money. You just claim it under insurance.
Yeah, anything. Whatever. Anything else for you in the news or?
Shit. Oh.
So much for the clean show and the blog and the WordPress and everything all has to come down now.
Why?
Oh, you swore.
Why does the blog?
Says it's a clean show.
Oh.
And I got to put the CRTC labels all over it.
No, I'm wondering, how come we made it a clean show, the Jabbercast?
Why did we?
Yeah, why do we have to, why do we stay? I don't mind. I'm just asking why you went that route.
I just think it's not maybe, like, I don't know about appealing to more people, but I mean, it's just that we can, you know, reach a wider audience and that anybody can listen. So if I wanted, you know, or you or we posted something somewhere or wanted, you know, kids to listen or anybody, I mean, we do some pretty fun topics, you know, that are, that, you know, can kind of be geared towards anybody
okay.
to listen to. That's so that's
a good that's answer. All. Yeah, that's great. I'm just curious. I just want to revisit that fact because I'm
and why not? We're not really foul mouthed. So
no, we're not. I just said the S word, which I'm sure every kid has heard their parents say at least once.
Shit, yeah. We're even now.
And we're not keeping score. What's today's fun topic, Big JD?
Well, my last story of the news led it right into that, and that's okay. that the Detroit police are cracking down on drivers for the summer, and it's actually been, like, you know, on the news sites and everything. So watch it. And it even says on I think
watch it.
Yeah. Watch your speed.
Oh, okay.
I saw, and I was like, click on for Detroit or whatever. Yep. And it showed what areas they're targeting and when. You know, like I-94, blah, 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 yep. The Lodge. And it shows, like, the different months through the summer that they're actually going to be targeting these areas. Why do they tell everybody?
They have to.
Oh, do they?
The police have to tell everybody.
So why do they hide then around the corners and stuff like that too? They're not telling anybody that.
Because for the people who aren't paying attention to what, you know, they have to by law give that information out where what they're doing.
Okay.
They have to tell people because it's taxpayer money. And then it's up to the media to either put it on the front page or on the news or wherever to put it, you know.
Okay, so, well, it's out there, so everybody better watch it.
That's where a lot of people get their information that you see on these a lot of these apps, you know, traffic apps. It's because it's there.
Yeah, sure.
It's out in the open for everybody.
And that leads us into our topic today, and that's police. Police and policing, local police. Lippo's run-in with the police.
I used to play with the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
The police dolls or what?
No, the band, the police.
Oh, the police. Okay, yeah.
Sting and sure. Stuart Copeland.
I think we
and,
might have some police coming up later on the show, but anyway. Right?
I didn't.
That you mention it.
I knew it wasn't my tune, so I...
So you used to play the police or play with the police?
I used to play with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you play?
Ukulele.
Oh, you were... Oh, okay. I thought you were played guitar before Sting came into...
Sting plays bass.
That's right. That's why Sting was in the band, too, at the same time.
Yeah. I saw police
I forgot that.
Long, long time ago.
That he plays bass.
Is that right?
Yeah, just when I mention it now, I always think of him as a guitar player for some reason.
He's just the singer guy to me now.
Yeah, I guess.
But he was a bass player. I remember going out on a really crappy night back when they came out with their first tune they had there, Roxanne.
Roxanne!
I used to love that song. And they had the other one that was on that
you
album, too.
You don't have to put a Roxanne.
It's about...
And I want to do you. That or no, Message in a Bottle? Message in a Bottle,
that,
yeah. I don't know, man, but the police
I can't
cool.
stand losing
I
you.
I can't stand losing.
There was that's like, cool. I'm going to say there was like 50 people in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were there, and they played their tunes.
Wow.
The show must go on.
Our show goes on. We want to talk about some things today, like public resources, community programs that police have going on, public safety, and traffic enforcement, things like that. But and also our take on the police. Are they out to? I know they're out to do all these things: capture criminals. Are they there for our protection? Are they there just to over all this time now, just to make money? Like, you know, I mean, obviously all these things, but, you know, it seems sometimes that you're not only, really only there for a protection. I mean, a lot of them power trip and, you know, they're there to get your money when you're speeding and catch people, in the acts of doing such and such that, you know, might not necessarily have affected anybody else, as opposed to just being there for people's protection. You know what I mean? Policing for the protection of other people.
To protect and serve.
Yeah. And I guess that term falls right into it. They're protecting and they're also serving as, you know, criminal capturists and things like that. But, you know,
right.
Sometimes it seems like it could be more one thing than the other and not so much just helping us.
For sure. I think that back in the day, the police force, which I, you know, the history goes back to, you know, militaries keeping the peace in any given town. And then there's the sheriffs back in the old Wild West. They'd have their deputies and, you know, that was your police force. But the police forces, they keep, it's like an evolution. They've been evolving.
Sure, right.
So, like from the beginning of the 1900s up to now, they've really evolved. But we've kept a lot of the same principles in our mind what the police should be from that time. We have this group of men. Back then, it was all men. And these guys are there to protect us, and they get the bad guys. And the people who join the police force, what kind of men are these? These guys are civic-minded people, and they want to do good, and they're out there to help people.
Yeah, I don't know that it's like that anymore.
It ain't so like that anymore. It's the motivation for people to become police officers has changed so dramatically, and the whole face of law enforcement is just, it's so skewed now. It's a business. It's absolutely a business. They are, the OPP, they're like just like a company. And, sure. And they go to towns and they sell their service.
Right.
And they just sold their service to Leamington. Leamington just got the OPP. They got rid of their old ones because it was cheaper. So the OPP go in there, so we can do the same job these guys do, but we can do it for less money.
And for anybody that doesn't know, that's the Ontario Provincial Police, which I guess would be similar to like state police in, that'd be like state police in states. Ontario is our state.
It is, but and their jurisdiction is a little different. And I know the state police, you know, they can only do so much stuff in a given town or whatever.
Then we have Mounties, which are a Canadian.
And they're the same force. Thing out west.
And what do they have in the U.S. that's equivalent to a Mountie that governs all the states? Is there anything?
I don't know.
Soldiers.
Yeah. The what do they call that? The
vigilante.
The guys who come out, not the reserve, but there's militia, a state militia.
Militia guard, I'm not sure.
This is Big JD's Aunt Shirley.
And this is Big JD's Uncle Brian.
And you're listening to the Jabbercast with
Big JD and Lippo.
The whole face of policing has changed. And like I say, it's become a business. So being a business, it is the main thing. That is the main objective, to make money. They're like Sony or Apple or any other company. They're out there to make money. And that's the people who are protecting you. You got to keep that in mind, that their motivation is not necessarily your in your best interest. So being a company, basically, they get money from municipalities. And they always want to spend every cent that they're budgeted, because they want to make sure that they, when they go ask for more money in the next budget, they get it. However, here's the issue. Crime is going down throughout North America, for the most part, and being very general, crime's going down. I know in Ontario, and specifically in Essex County, crime is on the wane. There's less break-in enters, less violent crimes. However, the police budget keeps going up, and they keep adding people. How do they justify this? Mm-hmm. They justify it by doing a lot of traffic-related stuff. Mm-hmm. They put a lot of manpower, cars and resources into traffic.
When they're lacking in other areas, though, too. And I was just reading in the news that in the Detroit area, that they are not going to respond right away to various crimes, break-ins and things like that until they're verified somehow. Verified with an insurance company, or verified through 911 call or whatever it is. They're not just, you just call and say, you know, I was robbed. I need police here to look at or check out whatever. They want substantiated first.
Wow. Yeah. So things are not getting, they're not good. I don't think the state of our police forces are, at least in North America, are not to what they used to be.
And layoffs. I mean, they do face some layoffs too, and that's probably one of the most important things that you need, especially somewhere like Detroit. I mean, maybe Windsor's not quite as bad, but some of the bigger cities, to lay off police and fire department Fires. Workers and mm-hmm. stuff like that. How bad is that? These are the people that are, you know, even the police, I mean, still upholding law. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that they're not, I don't know, they're still broken all over the place, I guess. But, and you got to wonder what goes through somebody's mind that's constantly breaks the law or is going to break the law or whatever, because they always get caught.
Pretty much. A lot of them are institutionalized, like their mindset is like, I got to be, I'm either on the run or I'm in jail. So they only know those two things.
They can't function without being right. that way, I guess.
But we have to have police there to maintain some kind of, there is some force there that, you know, so there isn't complete mayhem, basically. In which sometimes complete mayhem breaks out anyway. And sometimes it's the police who cause it. The G20 conference in Toronto was a good example of that, where there's tons of lawsuits now. They arrested thousands of people with no substantiation whatsoever. They just started power tripping and said, you're not doing whatever you think you're doing. You're not going here.
Right.
You're going to jail. Stop walking there.
Talk about taking away freedom.
Yeah, that's where a big issue is, that's for sure.
Let's do some music mayhem. Okay, this week's music mayhem is actually not the police. I remember looking at some police material, but decided to go with this. I Fought the Law by Social D's Mike Ness. Mike Ness from Social Distortion, I Fought the Law.
So that isn't Social Distortion actually played that?
No, that's him.
I thought that was
solo
that
thing.
Okay. Sounds very similar.
Yeah.
And do you know who the original was?
Oh, yeah, the Country Joe and the Fish. I don't know. Who was it?
No, I don't know. I thought, I'm just asking if you know who the...
I don't know. No, it's somebody that they... Didn't he play at Woodstock, though? I Fought the Law. I have the original version, but I'd have to go look up and see who it is again. I just know it's...
A one-hit wonder, dude.
You pretty much, yeah. I think so. I think, no, maybe there was another hit by him. I can't think what it is, but he did... I think he had another one.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe somebody can leave a comment on that at... TheJabberCast.com, the all new.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, there's Music Mayhem, and we'll move on over to Tech Talk.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit TheJabberCast.com.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and... String and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, Tech Talk this week. What do you want to talk about?
Dropbox.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I was just listening to a podcast yesterday about how other people use Dropbox. Mm-hmm. We use it to collaborate on specific show notes that we do. However, a lot of people use it for actual backing up stuff and using more than one computer. If you have a laptop and you have another maybe desktop unit and even an iPad.
I do. Everything has Dropbox on it so I can access that stuff from anywhere.
So, that's a great backup for one. It's always going to be there. And it's a way for you to access your important files that you access all the time. They'll be on every single machine that you use. And it also does automatic versioning, which we kind of, in our show notes, we kind of eliminate that. Usually, it auto saves, and then you can always get back to a different version that was saved before. So, I just want to let people know that Dropbox is a free service. You get 2 gigs for free,
Or you can pay for more if you
want. Pay for more if you want. I think 50 gigs is $100 a year, and 100 gigs is $200 a year, I think. And if you have important files that you cannot lose and that you access on a regular basis, this is a really good way to keep that stuff safe, and it's right on your computer. It acts like an actual folder. I know that Apple has a similar service, but it's so different and so much slower than Dropbox. Dropbox is like it's local. It acts like it's local. You save something to your Dropbox, you go to your machine next to you, it's already been on the internet and back on the other machine within, you know, split second. It's amazing how fast it works compared to, like I say, other services like Apple's iDisk or...
That's what's nice about it, is the fact that the files are actually on your computer. It's not just in a cloud where you're accessing them and saving them.
Right. But they are there as well.
They are there as well, but the updated versions always get put on all the computers.
Yes.
And your iPhone or iPad and whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really cool because I use it for that as well.
Yeah, so that's Dropbox. And I also had a little note in there about the flip cam, which I know we've talked about on many other shows. Done.
Oh, really? Why?
They just killed it.
Don't sell it?
No, obviously they're not selling enough to keep...
You'd think they would. That's am I thinking of the little Minino cam? What was the other one?
Yeah, is that the Minino. The flip Minino.
Okay. Okay, what's Cisco then?
Cisco is the company that owns every router. They own, that they own Linksys as well.
Well, right. Yeah, I know who Cisco is, but I didn't know that they owned...
They own Flip. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Seemed like a great idea. A little small HD camera...
Yeah, exactly.
And cheap. They were pretty cheap.
Yeah, they were $100-$150, I think, something like that. But now everything's got a camera in it now, almost. You know, your little point and shoots take HD video.
For the most part, unless you really need something in high quality, you'll use an HD camera or have one. But for most stuff, it's cool just to have something small that you could throw up on Facebook and whatever, and that, you know, that your phone doubles up as a camera and a video camera and all that. You know,
and
what
the
I mean?
Device so, that actually uploads it.
Yeah. So and puts it up for you.
So the flip thing, it was kind of missing some functionality.
Yeah.
Whereas you go on your iPad and you just hop into a ton of camera apps and you can shoot video and edit it and upload it to Facebook or Vimeo or whatever.
There you have Tech Talk. And this week's Jabber Quote is brought to us by
Steve and Larry. You know Steve and Larry? They were once former police officers for the Detroit Police as well, and they have all kinds of surplus bullets and guns.
And their station is now located
on the corner of Woodward and Randolph in beautiful Detroit, Michigan.
I wasn't expecting that at all. Whatever happened to that beautiful and sunny Burbank?
We had to move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the police busted in and broke up their... They had a little gambling thing in the back there.
Bookies, huh?
They were bookies, yes.
More than a quote, this is a kind of a joke, really.
What?
And it goes like this.
Jabber joke.
A jabber joke. The all-new jabber joke. And if you want to leave comments about that, you can do that at thenewjabbercast.com. Police arrested two kids yesterday. One was drinking battery acid and the other eating fireworks. They charged one and let the other one off.
Yeah. You're going to have to put a in there.
So for anybody that didn't get that, drinking battery acid, he's the one that they charged. And the one who was eating fireworks is the one that they let him off.
They let off the fireworks.
There you go.
I wonder where that saying came. Let off fireworks.
Let him off. Is it more like set off? I would think. Set off the fireworks.
I've heard of people say let off.
Yeah. Well, you let something off. You know, what if you let off a... you let that off.
Sorry.
So anyway, I think that pretty much wraps things up for this show. We didn't get into some of the things, but policing is a huge topic, obviously. And I do want to mention one other quick thing is that I don't know if all areas have this, but I know that the Windsor Police Department has an area on their website where you can... they have crime reports, and it's a map, like a Google map type thing.
It is a Google map.
Yeah, there you go. It is a Google map. And they have it all marked off where crimes are happening in your area or that have happened.
In an area.
Yeah, what's that?
No, just go in an area, not necessarily in your area.
Okay, well, right.
Because there may not be any crime in your area.
Areas all over the city, and there's something. And here's one that says TV, here's one that says B, which is maybe a B&E, and they're located all over, and you can actually click on them, and it'll tell you that, you know, place was robbed, theft license plate under, whatever that is. Somebody stole the license plate, I guess.
Yeah.
Theft from motor vehicle under, and...
It's probably under 2,000.
So you see where all the crime is, which looks like in our city is pretty much scattered out all over the place. So there's no place safe here.
There's no place safe in Windsor. Get out as fast as you can.
So that's it. Once again, check out the jabbercast.com. You can email us at
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
I have to put that up on the new website. So anyway, check out the new blog, leave us a comment, show topic, whatever you want, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Ha ha ha.